Hi, how's everything going?
Okay.
Okay. So like I said, we'll take a look at that client interview calendar. Are you going to be available today? It takes about a half an hour.
I think I am. You said, is it better if I'm by a computer?
You do not need to be in front of a computer. It's really just
I
basic
know.
knowledge that you know off the top of your head about, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, slogan, motto. I mean, we'll send you things that you would need at some point, but you don't really need to be in front of a computer for that. Either way, I mean, if you can access your phone, I mean, that would be probably all you would really need. In that 30-minute phone call. And I can get you in as early as 11 o'clock if that does work out for you in about a half an hour from now.
No, I
Anything
would.
really until up until 6 o'clock would be the last o'clock. 6 o'clock tonight would be the last available appointment.
I have an hour on the road right now, so yeah, if
Okay,
you can get me in,
yeah, we could do
I'll be on
that.
the road.
So yeah, that's perfect. It'll be scheduled from 11 until 12 o'clock, but it would probably just take about a half an hour. So they'll call you pretty close to 11, get you off the phone pretty quickly after that. If I am in between phone calls, in fact, I can find out if they can even call you sooner than that. Looks like there's a spot available in this particular hour, although they may not be able to do that. But they'll call you pretty close then to 11 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls when they're ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions that you might still have, and then hand it over to them. I won't get a lot of advance notice when they tell me they're ready. If I am already on a phone call, they'll just call you on their own and they'll take really good care of you. And we'll schedule that call. I also want to put a little added security on your account, whether I'm on that return phone call or not. Just moving forward, we would want to have a question and answer on file here. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are associated with your business, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we'll ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll need to also know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
The city you were born in. And then what is the answer?
California.
Okay. Perfect. You have to type it in twice, and then you're all set there. So like I said, I do have the voice verification now pulled up. You can stop me if you have any questions. It does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Better Lifestyle Home Improvement.
Did you want the and construction part or just Better Lifestyle Home Improvement?
I guess the and construction also.
Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Rakesh Sukha, owner.
Okay. And then Rakesh, as the owner of Better Lifestyle Home Improvement and Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Rakesh, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Rakesh, you would of course agree to that, right?
Yeah.
of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Rakesh, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Sukul, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Rakesh, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since the customers do not come to you. You always go out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always consistent for your company. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, with the website included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, we'll actually waive the setup fee, will be charged today's date, September 22nd, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Mr. Suka, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website, which of course means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299.00. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, of course, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service as well, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Rakesh, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Suka, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Rakesh, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Now, did you say that that card was going to be a MasterCard or a Visa?
I did not see it, but I can tell you.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you mentioned it or not, and I didn't remember.
A Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. A Visa card on that particular card, is that a your name on the card itself or the business name or both?
It's my name.
Any middle initial or just first and last?
Just first and last. Okay. Just first and last.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4315.
Mm-hmm.
0375.
Yes, sir.
2584.
Okay.
7889.
And the expiration month and year?
826.
08 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
554.
Okay, so I have 554 on the back, 554, and then I have 08 or August of 2026 for the expiration date, and then was the card itself 43-15-03-75-25-84-78-89?
Yes.
And then does that bill at the 335 Joanne Court, 18321?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. You can email, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you also receive that link by direct text message, and when you receive the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have your client interview scheduled for this upcoming hour, so it should be within about 20 minutes or so that they give you that phone call. And like I said, if I'm between calls when they're ready, they'll reach out with me on the line just to introduce you to them. Let me get them started just a little bit here. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday? When did you want to be found?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Is that 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
7 to 7.
7 to 7, okay. And at this time, are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, or Cash Apps?
Yeah, I'm thinking, all of the above.
Okay, perfect.
Cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, okay. Money transfer.
Gotcha.
Whatever the clients are happy to.
Perfect, okay. And then, did you happen to receive either the email or the text message?
I got a text right now.
Okay, so let me see what the system sent. It should have sent you a couple of things, or it will anyway. So I'm glad lately it's only been sending the initial invoice, which is the one thing that we want you to see right now. Sometimes it piggybacks that confirmation email right away, but I'm glad that it didn't send it out to you just yet, but it will with the client support information. So if you open that up, the text or the email itself, it should say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked.
Probably clicked on the wrong one. It says Local Splash Terms and Exceptions.
Terms of Experience. Yeah, that's the one.
And then it
talks about the services on the left-hand side, Google Business Profile Optimization being the first one.
Yeah, I see that, but...
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I don't want to walk you through everything, but of course we are going to optimize you on Google here. We'll optimize you on Bing as well. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, most of them on their smartphone. But we do want you to get those opportunities and those phone calls. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, there's multiple directories that are important to Google. We are going to do that custom website for you. We are doing Facebook ads for you, like I said. I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the R and S are capitalized. If you do type it, or if you copy and paste it, I should say, please just be careful to not copy a space before or after. It does need to be an exact match. But once you've got your first and last name in that box, click the confirmed signature box just below it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also then to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process, and you will know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Do you need this done before we can continue to schedule the call and stuff? Because
it is an important step in the process, yeah.
I'm going to have to pull over then.
Well, I do want you to be safe in doing that.
Yeah, I can do it. Give me a second.
Oh, sure, no problem. And then let me see if our automated system is sending anything else out to you.
I did see another text, but I didn't open it.
Okay, yeah. So you don't really need to address this one. It goes out automatically, but it's going to say action needed, photos required for your Google verification. You are already Google PIN verified, but in recent months, and I mean it's only been about 3 months really, that Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a lot more comprehensive. So that email is automated and it goes out to everyone, but it is photos that you would want to send us anyway for your website, at least most of it. It doesn't have to be a comprehensive list. You can either use that link or just email the support email. When they do the client interview, they'll give you photos at localsplash.com if you want to email the photos team directly. Any of those photos on there would be important for your website if you wanted it, and certainly important for us to have on file. But yeah, there are a list of things. It doesn't have to be everything on there. Of course, your workplace is mobile and it's your work vehicle, but it's maybe just a focus on your tools in the back of the truck or something like that. That's usually enough for that one. But you are already verified anyway. I've got that in the notes.
Okay, so let me see here. So you said there's a box I said it's called. Let me just check. $199.100. Okay.
Yeah. So everything is outlined in the terms there. The website's included. The $100 of Facebook ads.
Okay.
So the box above the line, you certify that you're the authorized holder. Click on that box. Your name exactly as it appears, whether you copy and paste it or type it in.
Copy and paste.
And then click the confirm signature box below that.
Try to copy it. I had to come out of it because it wouldn't copy. I'm going to try again. Okay, texting for username now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing it ask you for a username and a password, it's actually coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and reporting system. The system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do the client interview first for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, maybe on Monday, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. You cannot change the username. It has already been assigned, and I can give it to you now. It's just your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the 917-771-1145, that's going to be your username. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include that username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there. Like I said, they'll also give you photos, PHOTOS photos at localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly. I did send you a calendar invite. There's not enough time for the automated system to send you the reminder an hour prior to your client interview. I actually have to rush to get the notes in for them, and they'll do that client interview in this upcoming hour here. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. That calendar invite does say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that's just client interview conducted in English, and it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. So you're all set and squared away there. Like I said, if I'm between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you in about 15, 20 minutes, then I'll be on that call as well. If not, I did want to say welcome aboard. Happy to get this going for you. Pretty excited. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. And if I don't talk to you before the end of the day, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Paul. You too. Bye.
Real pleasure again, Rakesh. You take care. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye now.